This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, December 7th, 2012. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from To Enjoy Magazine, a monthly publication offering local arts, culture, and entertainment. The second annual Crystal Bridges Museum commemorative issue is now available. To Enjoy thanks everyone for their positive response over the past 3 years. Subscriptions and more information are available at 464-8900 or numeral 2 in joymag.com.
KUAF is also supported by contributing listeners and by Malco Theaters and their fan page on Facebook. Fans receive direct movie information to their email inbox. On the web at facebook.com/Malco Theaters to join.
Ahead on Ozarks, how the orphan trains of the 18th and early 19th centuries inspired Alison Moore's new novel. And the 62nd edition of the Fayetteville tradition moves to the internet. We discover how the annual Lions Club auction is embracing new technology.
But first, the general election was a month ago, and as many Benton County residents will recall, the election was fraught with long lines at the polling places and ballots taking a long time to be counted. The Benton County Election Commission says it is working on ways to make elections run more smoothly in the future. County Election Commission Chairman John Brown Jr. says the county is considering bolstering its use of paper ballots. The county could use more paper ballots because of the unreliability of the county's electronic voting machines, which are no longer manufactured.
These machines are basically 6 to 7 years old. We have to pay $75 a year service contract on them. The batteries in them have to be replaced every 5 to 7 years. They're $100 a piece. There's also a battery on the motherboard that has to be replaced at the same time. And as far as my knowledge is, it takes a service technician to do that.
In addition, Brown says that the county's personal electronic ballots, the touchscreen interface on which voters make their choices, are becoming worn, and the replacing the units could cost about $2,000 for refurbished units. With paper ballots, Brown says the county could purchase ballot counting machines for each precinct, which would speed up vote counting and reporting on election day. But the Election Commission is also looking at expanding early voting to help ease the strain on busy polling places.
The three commissioners have said will not be used in our term of office again. We have no problems with an 11-inch, a 14-inch, and a 17-inch ballot going through the machines. I believe that the folds in those, as they came back, absentee ballots, threw off the tracking in the machine, but I can't get anybody to tell me that. But they've handled the folds in the ballots before on the machines, but not on the 19-inch.
Brown says expanding early voting would require finding more available places to hold voting that are sensitive to the times and days that early voting would take place. While the commission thinks more early voting and more paper ballots would help make a smoother election, Brown says neither proposal is set in stone and that the Election Commission continues to investigate all possible solutions.
Arkansas Tech University in Ozark is working to make sustainability and green concepts a part of the classroom. But instead of offering a sustainability major or other similar type of program, the college is taking a different approach. Bruce Sykes is the chief academic officer at the college.
We basically felt like it was our moral and ethical obligation as a university to develop a culture that environmental sustainability was taught throughout each program. So when you ask me which program has environmental concepts taught in it, I'm going to tell you that all of our programs are obligated to teach environmental concepts.
After deciding to make green concepts a regular part of courses at the college, Sykes says campus officials had to come up with a way to identify what green concepts students are learning.
All the course syllabi will identify if there's a green concept that is taught to an industry standard, is taught in the course, then that course becomes green intensive. And if a student takes 12 credit hours of green intensive courses, then it's noted on their transcript that they are aware in their industry program, that they're aware of what the industry standards are as far as environmental sustainability.
Sykes says green transcripts are unique to ATU Ozark. He says after he and campus officials presented the concept in Long Beach, California, other universities expressed interest in developing similar programs.
A new bill is in the works that would give the Arkansas Department of Veterans Affairs and the Veterans Affairs Commission the power to choose a new site and build a new state veterans home. Representative John Edwards, a Democrat from Little Rock, filed the bill this week. He says, though funding may be tight, it's an important service to provide.
Veterans have a special place in our nation's heart, and I do think we owe a duty to our veterans to provide the best care for them that we have. Many of the states surrounding Arkansas have done quite well by utilizing the partnerships between their state and federal resources to give their veterans a quality nursing home facility.
Edwards says he plans to apply for federal matching funds to help pay for the new center should the bill be voted into law during the upcoming state legislative session.
Contract negotiations are over at Northwest Arkansas Community College. As the college's Board of Trustees approved a deal with Evelyn Jorgensen, the next president of the Bentonville-based college. According to thecitywire.com, the board approved a three-year contract with Jorgensen set to begin July 1st of next year. Dr. Jorgensen will start her tenure as president with an initial base salary of $176,826, with standard employee benefits and an annual housing allowance of $18,000. The Northwest Arkansas Community College Foundation will also provide Jorgensen with a vehicle as part of its longstanding partnership with George Nunnally Chevrolet. Jorgensen, the current president of the Moberly, Missouri Area Community College, will replace current NWAC president Becky Penites, who has been the leader of NWAC since 2003. Tonight's weather forecast calls for mostly cloudy conditions with a 20% chance of rain and thunderstorms, a low of 43 in northwest Arkansas, and a low of 52 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, there'll be fog early in northwest Arkansas, cloudy otherwise with a 20% chance of rain and highs in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night, expect partly cloudy skies with a 40% chance of rain and a low of 50 in northwest Arkansas. Expect mostly cloudy conditions with a 30% chance of rain and a low of 54 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.